is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia was intensifying its attack on Ukraine's east on Tuesday as it seized a frontline city and sought a decisive victory in Mariupol, prompting Western governments to pledge more arms and sanctions. Thousands of Russian troops backed by artillery and rocket barrages were advancing in what Ukrainian officials call the Battle of the Donbas. Russia's nearly eight-week-long invasion has taken longer than many expected, while still failing to capture any of the biggest cities, forcing Moscow to refocus in and around separatist regions. The biggest attack on a European state since 1945 has, however, seen nearly 5 million people flee abroad and reduce cities to rubble as the incursion drags on. Russia was hitting the Azovstal steel plant, the main remaining stronghold in Mariupol, with bunker buster bombs, a Ukrainian presidential advisor said late on Tuesday. After an earlier ultimatum to surrender passed, and as midnight approached, Russia's defense ministry said not a single Ukrainian soldier had laid down their weapons and renewed the proposal. Ukrainian commanders have vowed not to surrender. Quote, Russia's armed forces, based purely on humanitarian principles, again proposed that the fighters of nationals, battalions, and foreign mercenaries cease their military operations. That's coming from the Russian Defense Ministry. Now the United States, Canada, Britain, France, and Germany are pledging more support to Ukraine. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for a four-day humanitarian pause in the fighting this coming weekend, when Orthodox Christians celebrate Easter, to allow civilians to escape and humanitarian aid to be delivered. This is VOA News. South African